Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add him and leave it with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks.
Mr. Havoc. It's good, we like that.
Yeah. Miss Barnett.
Miss Barnett, Mrs. Barnett. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, BFM listeners, it's time now for Adam. Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob right. Bollocks? Firstly, Rob, did you have a good time at that party?
I had a fantastic time, and I'd like to say hello to all the people that came up to me and said you've broken your sea monster chain.
Oh.
Freaked me out a little bit, but
yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, that sounds...
It was good. No,
I definitely undid my sea monster chain.
Is that the first thing that people said to you when they saw you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, it was fantastic. I'd never been to the power station before. Beautiful venue. Fantastic.
I mean, what about that for a... You've got to go to the power station. I said, what about that for a...
But what about going to the power station for the first gig to be 95 BFM Gold?
I will probably never go again.
Okay.
Because that was just...
50 years from now, you'll go?
Yeah. Oh, maybe
95
not.
BFM's 100.
Right.
We'll be downloading the future in our backside somehow, some sort of USB, and it's the stick.
I reckon Rob must know all about that.
Rob, what have you got for us this morning, Rob?
Okay, this one done my head in. Now, I'm sure everybody's seen the legendary flying great whites in South Africa, the ones that breach
great white
the
sharks.
Series, great
yes,
white sharks.
Yes, oh, amazing. Made popular by the Planet Earth.
Yes,
Blue
Shark
Planet,
Week.
Blue Planet and Shark Week and Discovery Planet. They're
from
legendary.
Seal Island, False Bay, South Africa. These were, so they're famous for it. But in 2015, the sightings of these predators began to drop. And in 2017 and 18, their numbers reached an all-time low, with great whites completely disappearing from the surveys for months on end, said study leader Neil Hammerschlag.
Hammerschlag.
From the University of Miami.
Isn't that where they used to do, I know that once they used to do a thing where you could drop down in a Perspex tube. Like a cage diving thing, you know, like a...
Oh, no, see...
No, don't do that.
I love them to bits, but I can't even go to Kelly Tolton's. That freaks me out. They freak... That's my big fear. I don't care about spiders or
queuing.
Anything like that. Yeah, queuing. the reasons they don't know why they've disappeared, they got a few ideas, but they said it's providing a unique opportunity to see what happens to an ocean ecosystem following the loss of an apex predator.
Right.
So all the great whites have gone. Now, he's been studying the great whites at Seal Island for over 18 years, and they'd never seen a seven-gill shark before.
A seven-giller?
Seven-giller.
How many gills are they must have? Three aside?
Five.
A five aside?
Five, most of them got five.
Five aside?
Five each side.
Yeah.
They began to show up when the great whites disappeared. These seven-gill sharks started to turn up. And now they're a top predator from the inshore kelp fields, which is about 18 k's away from Seal Island. They're considered to be a living fossil and have no equal in the local food chain apart from great whites and orcas.
Wow.
It's quite fascinating.
Are they the sort of terrifying shark, or are they the less terrifying?
Well, they're naughty. They eat everything.
Naughty shark.
They're well naughty,
naughty,
do you know what I mean?
Shark. Come here.
So why did the sharks go and why? Some possible theories that maybe it's due to overfishing, a shift in our environmental conditions, and they could even be linked to the demise. This is the bit that done my head in. To the demise of some great white sharks in 2017, 2 years ago, the carcasses of five great whites washed ashore along South Africa's coast, ranging in size from 19 to 16 foot in length. They all had holes.
Shit.
They all had holes between their pectoral fins, and their livers were missing. Yeah, dun dun dun.
You know that is that's orcas.
That's orcas.
It's orcas, isn't
that's
it?
Orcas.
Yeah,
because they do like a bit of shark liver.
They they're so metal.
But did you know? Right, it accounts for a third of their body weight. Is
really?
Their liver.
Oh, that's
and
good.
They do like... But what done my head in? How did they know how to do it?
How do they know how to just surgically remove a shark's liver? Firstly, as a great white shark off the coast of Seal Island in South Africa, and being followed by Neil Hafschlagler, you would think you were the man.
Yeah.
You would think you were so gangster.
Yeah.
And then suddenly just...
These two of them turned up. They've named them Starboard... and Port, which was, you know, I'd have called them Ronnie and Reggie.
Port and Star was pretty funny though.
Called them Ronnie and Reggie.
And they've just gone round and
right, this is our gaff now. I'll tell you what,
why don't we come here, you here, I'll hold you with my tooth through your pectoral fin, and while you're doing that, could you surgically remove the liver? Yeah. Thank you, and let's eat that together.
But they do like it. It's all fatty and everything, and they really...
Yeah, but it's still pretty impressive that they do that. They don't just eat the whole thing.
Just that.
Wow!
But apparently they've had a few of the seven gill sharks as well. They've found... Yeah. The divers have found a few of those as well. So they are the
first couple of times. I bet the first couple of times when they sort of found those... It's almost like cattle mutilations, isn't it?
Yeah.
The first thing I thought was UFOs.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
maybe that's what great... Maybe that's what orcas are.
And that just makes me think about UFOs, and why aren't UFOs... do they ever go underwater?
Yeah.
I've seen
unidentified underwater objects before.
Unidentified underwater, but what about an object that's... Surely if you're able to breach the depths of space, you are able to at least get under the ocean for a swim.
So
look about, you know, because that could be where the interesting stuff is. If you come from another planet, how would you know that this was interesting?
Yeah.
You might just think this is mundane, boring crap. Look at these idiot monkeys.
I mean, they're still finding stuff in the... We still don't know what's really down now.
Tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's a great 12-minute movie you can watch on YouTube called One Breath. I think it's called One Breath Around the World. One Breath Held Around the World. And if you're into free diving and watching some amazing, amazing underwater footage.
Woo! It's not with the blue whales, is it?
Pardon?
It's not with the blue whales.
There's whales on it, but I don't want to spoil it. Okay. Now you've spoiled it. It's called One... I think it's One Breath Held Around the World, or One Breath Around the World. And it is... I watched it the other night. It's actually one of the greatest things I've ever watched on the internet. And that is the truth.
Well, that's a big recommendation. Yeah. Just finish up there. There are substantial gaps in our understanding of the orca-shark relationship, as well as the relationship sharks have with one another and their environments. So hopefully the great whites will come back.
Do you think maybe that we have such shitty livers that orcas don't have anything to do with this? You know, there's been no reports ever, I don't think, of an orca. The only time orcas have ever killed humans has been when they've been in captivity.
Yeah, and they deserve to kill them people because they've been horrible to them.
Oh, Blackfish, you've seen that?
It breaks my heart, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and
Shamu. I saw actually a bloke, remember that programme Flipper? I actually saw a little documentary about the geezer. He's written a book, and he was the one that trained all the dolphins.
Is that the one that his wife ran away with Flipper?
No, that's...
Don't imagine that.
That's the fish porn that you were watching. But he said when Flipper, the actual one... Because they had about four of them in when they made the TV show and everything, and he held that Flipper and it died in his arms, and from then he just would go around letting them all go, and he just walked away from it all because of how horrible it was.
Yeah,
it's horrible. So, yeah. I do get emotional about stuff.
You're an emotional man. You celebrate life.
Yeah, I do. I do, and just like leave everything alone. And there's a restaurant in London that is now selling grey squirrel meat.
Sounds, especially grey squirrel meat, sounds delicious.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
So stay away from
make
that.
Sure it's the grey stuff. Make sure it's that grey sort of comes with the... Was it come with cabbage or something?
Yeah.
Delicious.
I don't know, maybe coleslaw.
Let me guess, in a pie?
Squirrel pie. But the Americans eat, or the old hillbillies eat all that sort of shit, don't they? But anyway, there you go. All I can say is toes. Good night.
Toes, woo!
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's under a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.